This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Okay, you guys, real talk. This episode, this week, I want to share a piece of my personal journey that I'm going through right now, because I feel like in sharing that, it's going to be a big gold nugget for you. Because I am, what is the word I'm even looking for? I can't even find the word. I'm so speechless. I am bewildered. I am bedazzled. I am in awe. I'm in wonder. Truly experiencing a level of this work that I dreamt of for so long, of reaching these places in my life, and felt like I was spinning in circles just for so long. Like I could never get anywhere fast, or the things that were coming fast didn't feel fully in alignment, or just pieces that I wasn't clear on and I just couldn't get behind, or things that felt so far away. And I would feel like I was trying everything so hard and I was gripping all that I wanted so much that it felt like I was stuck. And no matter what I did, nothing was going to change that. But I trusted in the power of intentionality. I trusted in the power of compounding our energy. I trusted in the power of consistency over perfection. I trusted in the power of identity is repeated beingness. And put in the work every day, week, month, year, for as long as I can remember. And what has just happened in this first month of 2024 is the most insane thing I have ever experienced. And I'm going to tell you why. But first I want to tell you what it is. And then I'm going to tell you why it actually feels this way. So this month in January, to just give you a peep into my life, into Katie Blair's life this past month, the movements, the quantum movements that have shifted in my world are leaving me freaking speechless when it comes to everything, because everything's connected. When we put intentionality in one piece, it affects everything else. So when we're consistently putting intentionality on different pieces and compounding that, as we do in the Sanctuary of She membership community, then we're tapping into something that is incredible. And we talk about this all the time in there, because I created this technology for growth at hyperspeed that hones in on all these massive energetic philosophies and sciences and the way energy works, and put it into lifestyle and rituals in a way that holds a container so that your feminine can play and create and enjoy herself in the process of it, versus constantly always feeling so in the process of it. We don't want that. What's the point if the journey there doesn't bring us just as much joy as where we're going? So this month, month number one in my world of 2024, I feel like everything I've desired for this year has landed. I have lost 15 pounds. I'm on a weight loss journey right now. I have been for the last about 4 months, like very intentionally. I'm officially down 15 pounds, so I'm halfway to my goal. Okay, feeling incredible in my body. I am more in love with Tom than, like, I feel like I'm in that new giddy love, that new, like, butterflies at the beginning. We've been together for 5.5 years now, and we are so freaking connected. We've been putting in the work. We have a very beautiful relationship, but just like anything, you know, you get to these parts where you have your blind spots and you come together and you find them and you just, oh my God. So we've created this new way of being together this last month that we've been playing with, and we are so connected, so intertwined, like each other's rock to the fullest. Just like my heart for this man could actually explode. I don't know how it's supposed to hold more love than this. Okay, so that is just like hands down the best feeling ever. Sanctuary of She has had its by far most expansive month to date. We introduced tier 3 in December and we introduced tier 2 this month, and that has made the space now a fully rounded 3-tiered monthly membership that supports at every level of this journey that has been a long time coming. You know, the entrepreneurial path with this endeavor, being in it for the long haul, has allowed me to move so slowly with this and truly listen to each and every piece. There's no plan for this space. We joke about it all the time because it's like we're building it together. Like, we are all doing this work together. I created this technology, but like, we're all playing with these energies in such a big way that like we're all in this together. So as I grow, we all grow. As they grow, I grow. Like, everything is intertwined. The space is its own being that's like growing and enhancing and evolving. So this month it became a fully rounded 3-tiered membership, which is such an exciting thing. I've had a vision of this for so long, but I was just so disattached to when it was going to happen, and it's here and it's so amazing. We did the resolution event in there a couple weeks ago, and that was just so fun to anchor in the power of a new year and really set our sights on the summit of 2024 and really the path of what it looks like to self-actualize in a sustainable way this year. And it was just incredible. And okay, so there's just like a couple things that are happening that have me in this state of like, whoa, because just a few years ago, I felt like I was in the most tangled place ever. And I wanted to bring this to the podcast to just show you guys, like, I don't just show up here on the podcast every week. I'm not just building the Sanctuary of She community because it's a fun side gig to do, or it's because I have an end goal of some sort. I do this with everything that I've got because I believe in this work so freaking much. And if I don't stop to share how much of an impact it's making on my own life, then I'm doing a big, big disservice. Because when we don't actually see, you know, the power of what comes through portals like this, and truly witness the uplevelings and the quantum expansion and the upgrades that come, not because it's magic, even though it feels like it, but because this is the most powerful thing on the planet for the woman who's truly ready to find out what she's made of and find out why she's here and find out what's how good it can really get. If I don't stop and share that every once in a while, then it's just me speaking out to all these things. And this is the episode, you guys, to ground in for you. Oh my gosh, I experience it just as much as all the members in there. I do the work next to them every single day, week, month in there. I use the space next to them. I don't just run it. All I do is I just hold the Zoom code and I like create the times of the events. That's it. Other than that, I'm showing up and I'm doing the work next to them every single week. And I'm growing and evolving and expanding with them. We're all doing it together. We're on this like rocket ship together where we're like, whoa, where's it going? And to be here in the first month of 2024 and to be like, oh my gosh, by far, this is the most quantum month I've ever had, ever in my life. Like what has happened in the last 30 days in January is blowing my mind. Okay, so I'm going to say that. There's the beginning of it. I'm going to say that. But I'm going to tell you why this actually is blowing my mind. This actually is blowing my mind. Dun, 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 dun. Because I have not been perfect. In fact, I have been far from it. Okay? Let me just... Can we just like hold space for this for a second? This is a new level of this teaching that I don't even know quite, I don't quite even know how to speak on it yet because it's so new, but I'm going to do my best. The self-development work, when we're talking about changing your life for real, not just because you're siphoning energy from someone online that you're inspired by or you're paying thousands of dollars to get an extreme adrenaline rush, or you attend this thing that makes you feel like you're on top of the world for a couple days or weeks. Like, none of that bullshit anymore. None of it. Like, when you're actually on this in a sustainable way for the long haul, truly tapping in to everything that's possible through that. But a new level of this teaching, when we are talking about this in a sustainable way, has for the first time, I've always heard people talk about this, always seen it, but for the first time I've just experienced the biggest quantum upgrade of my life in a 1 month span while being far from perfect. And do you know why this is huge? Because this sustainable work requires you to have a relationship with discipline as a means of devotion, like your life depends on it, because it does. It's highly uncomfortable. Building intentionality and awareness to rewire at the subconscious level so that you can actually start to feel different, so that you can actually start to think different, so that you can actually start to take different actions, so that you can actually start to build your way into a new life, it requires so much of what you've got to give. Because you are battling against 95% of a pre-programmed subconscious that has been building data since the day you were born, that runs on autopilot of who you've been. So when you're rewiring with that 5% consciousness, it takes everything you've got. You've got to create a lifestyle around it. You've got to create rituals around it. You've got to create an environment that reflects it. You've got to have little things that remind you to stay focused, little things that remind you to stay thinking about what you need to be thinking about so that you can be in the energy of shifting and changing all that's going on. It requires a lot of you. That's why I love the Sanctuary of She community so much, because the way that we do it in there makes that journey fun. But the bottom line is that it requires a lot of you. And for that first while, you can't take your foot off the gas. Because the moment that you do, and I'm not saying that you have to, okay, let me finish that thought first. Because the moment that you do, you lose it and you have to start over. That's what you've done up until now, if you're listening to this and resonating with it, and why it hasn't worked. And so as I say that, what I was saying is, you don't have to put your foot down on the gas in a way that feels too much for you. That's not going to do it either. It's finding that sweet spot. And there's an episode, a couple episodes before that, this called Stop Trying So Hard, The Sweet Spot of Moving the Needle. Highly recommend that episode if you're trying to find your sweet spot of being able to tap in. Because once you tap in, your best keeps getting better and your ability of what you can hold keeps expanding. And that's how you start tapping into the art of compounding your energy. That's another good episode right before this to listen to, the art of compounding your energy, okay? I live for this work because I experience the benefits of it every single day. Every single day. I went from the worst, one of the worst outcomes of my life I could have dreamt up for myself, the most unhappy I'd ever been, to the love of my life, my dream life, my dream career. Like, you guys, I'm not kidding you when I say every morning I wake up, I'm like, holy shit, this is my life. I'm obsessed. Like, this is so epic. And it didn't just happen. I've built it. Every single molecule of it. And you can too. And that's why I'm so passionate. Every time I sit down and I talk to you about these things every week on the podcast, it's why I'm so passionate with the work that I'm doing inside the Sanctuary of She community. It's why I'm so passionate about keeping it real all the time and like bringing these conversations out into the world, because this is it. Everything you've been looking for, this is it. It's right here. But when it comes to this, at first, it requires everything you've got. Because you are literally working against a highly advanced computer that operates at efficiency in keeping you who you've been. So when you're stepping into who you're becoming, it requires everything. It requires you to not be in it for the quick fix and the quick solution, but no matter what, and no matter how long it takes, you know you are in it to win it. You are here to live a beautiful, epic human experience. Not everyone feels this. A lot of people are really content to settle, and that's great. If you listen to this podcast, you're probably not one of those people. You want more. You want the universe to take the wind of your sails. You want to be in the realm of magic and miracles. You want to be surrendered to the, oh my gosh, possibilities of it all. You want to make any decision without asking anything for permission. You want to be able to play and love and laugh and be free and abundant and successful and all connected. You want it all. And at first, that peace requires everything you've got. And that's why the Sanctuary of She community exists. To be with you in that first piece for $22 freaking a month. Like, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? People pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to just listen to these things. $22 a month not only just teaches it to you, but it gives you a container to hold you accountable in it with epic women all doing the same thing. It's incredible. But the reason I had to share about this month with you is because for the first time, I experienced the biggest quantum month of my life, and I wasn't perfect. I wasn't fully focused. I actually had multiple days this month where I had those thoughts of like, well, just not nailing it. I guess that's just how this month is starting. Like, we had huge travel the first couple days of the month. I was sick in bed for a week this month. It took me like a couple weeks. I had the hardest bleed I've had in so long. It took me a couple weeks to just feel grounded back on the island after Vipassana and traveling. Like, I was not in my most vibrant state. And that's why, as I sit here at the end of this month and I'm telling you what I'm telling you, I'm like, what? Wait a minute. I see everyone talk about this, but how can this be? And I'm not going to sugarcoat it. I'm not going to pretend like, oh, I just wasn't really in it this month and all these things happened. That's not the truth. That's not the truth. It doesn't just happen. It doesn't just happen when you're laying at the pool or the beach or taking a nap or out to dinner. Like, it is the days, weeks, months, and years of intentionality that goes into creating a space for yourself so that when you take the foot off the gas pedal, you keep coasting. This is what I've experienced this month for the first real time in my life. I have been foot on the gas pedal in a way that was sustainable, so that I could be in it for the long haul with endurance, in a way that was fun, in a way that ignited me, in a way that made me want to be better and believe in it all every single day. And I've had that foot on the gas for so long that this month I was able to take my foot off the gas and I didn't slow down. And this is the craziest thing that's ever happened to me. This is what it feels like when the universe starts to take the wind of the sails of your life. But it doesn't just happen. That's the misconception. It's not just a state that you enter. It can be a state that you enter, but if you aren't rewired yet, you're not going to hold it. That's the difference. You've got to rewire first. Because what happens in the rewiring is that you teach yourself to not let self-sabotage be self-sabotage anymore. You learn grace with yourself. You learn love with yourself. You learn compassion with yourself. You build self-trust. You build self-confidence. You build self-awareness. And as that's all happening and compounding over time, the little things that used to take you out of the game, the little things that used to make you doubt or fear or whatever, without even trying, they don't have effect on you anymore. And it means that you can take the foot off the gas pedal and you are still a match for it all. Because you have rewired that 95% into something that isn't who you've been, but into something that is a match for where you're going. When you say to yourself, if I could have, be, and do anything I desire, what would I want? That's what happens. It's not this thing that we're walking around like a heavy backpack trying to solve like the hardest riddle in the world. No. You've got to become a match first. You've got to do the daily, weekly, monthly, yearly work in a sustainable way to tap into your endurance and rewire. And then you're going to have a day. And in just that alone too. Like, let's be real. In just that alone, magic and miracles are everywhere. Like, it's the best freaking path ever, because you know you're on the timeline of your greatest experience, and that makes today so epic. But then there's this point where you tap in and you're like, wait a minute, I didn't have a perfect month. I was a little bit all over the place, and I'm still losing weight. Somehow the number just keeps going down on the scale. I'm getting flooded with ideas and implementing things in such a fun way that it's magnetizing all of these epic people, and all these things are happening, and the up level in the work is just bountiful and grounded, and here it is, because it is. More in love than ever. The tiniest little switches, Tom and I have been able to tap into these pieces that we've been trying a couple years to get deeper into together. And it all happened in 30 days. And I sit here looking at the sunset over my desk. And I'm just like, oh my gosh. This is insane. Because if this is a mirror for where I'm at now, and if I had my foot off the gas pedal this month and this still happened, what happens when I put it on next month? You guys, anything is possible for you this year. Surround yourself with a team that can help you get there. Come join us in the Sanctuary of She community. $22 a month. $22 a month. Tap in. Are you ready? Tap in. Tier 2 just announced. $55 a month. A monthly immersion being announced very soon for February. And Tier 3, a monthly one-on-one with me. You guys, these are no-brainers. Send me an email. Message me on Instagram. Come in the community, ask me how it works, whatever. Use me as a resource. Use this space as a resource. I'm keeping it real. I'm sharing with you guys what's going on. I have a big feeling that 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, as I sit here in December of 2024, like these conversations, like what is happening right now in my world is the level of pure quantum magic that holds the fruits, the seeds I've been sowing for so long. And you get to have that too, in whatever way you've been craving, if you're willing to show up for it. So let this episode be your reminder that it's all possible. You can have, be, and do anything you desire. It gets to happen as fast as you want it. But the level at which you lean in is the speed at which it goes. It's time to no longer just keep sitting in who you've been, but really tap into who you're becoming, because she is waiting for you. Your love at the level that you want is waiting for you. Your career and passion and fulfillment in all the ways you dream of, it's waiting for you. Your body and your health and the nourishment and the energy and the vitality that you've been craving, it's waiting for you. Your dream home and environment and sanctuary, not just on the inside but on the outside, it's waiting for you. What you seek is seeking you. So start seeking with intentionality. And watch your world finally unfold in all the ways you've been running around in circles like a human pretzel trying to figure out. You don't need to figure it out anymore. Sanctuary of She has done that part for you. Now you just come in, you tap in, and you get to work. I'm sending you so much love. I'm so excited for 2024 with you. Thank you for being part of this podcast and listening in with me every week. It's an honor to share not just these episodes with you, but also the occasional, very personal episode like today, so that you can see and that I can be your mirror and your expander for the fact that, oh my gosh, okay, this is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. Come be on the This Is It game right on next to me. Sending you love, and I'll see you next week. Thank you.